and welcome to another episode of the Be More podcast. I'm your host, Jen Rotman, a lifestyle blogger and coach, here to help you feel more confident, step into your power, be more, and live your beautiful life. And today I want to share with you some 3 tips on how you can feel more confident when shit's hitting the fan. And you know, this is timely advice because as I'm recording this, the coronavirus has basically just been declared an epidemic around the world. And it's, you know, fear, panic, and uncertainty are definitely the uninvited party guests at the moment. So I really wanted to share, you know, 3 positive practical action steps that I'm taking right now to just, you know, make myself feel more safe within, you know, feel more confident in, let's say, these, you know, rather unusual times. Because I really believe, like, when crisis hits, crisis is always a kind of call for us to go within and actually become stronger. And as long as we have the courage to actually face it and face it with an open heart, we actually always can, you know, grow and get more positive results on the other side. So I'm not going to talk about anything, you know, like washing your hands or anything like that, because you can find that information everywhere. And obviously, I'm not a health expert either. So, you know, I would advise doing the same what I do, which is get your information from the experts and follow, obviously, the best principles we can. And, you know, not just for our own safety, but also thinking, obviously, of the community and everybody else, you know, around us. But I really want to, like I said, talk more about what can, you know, I do within myself, what can you do within yourself to feel good, confident, and also to be a source of love, joy, and kindness for others. Because, you know, when it's getting kind of crazy around you, that's what we really need. We need the people that are kind of centered, that are kind of grounded, and bringing out, like I said, that positive energy. So the more of us can do this, you know, the better. So here are the 3 things that I'm really focusing on right now. Number 1 is taking time to feel good and connect within. Okay, so if you follow me at all, you know I always, you know, I'm talking about a spiritual practice, because, you know, spiritual practice is for me basically just a time that we can, you know, I would connect within, and I'm really focusing on the feelings and the values that really represent who I truly am. So for me, that is really love and joy. Love and joy are my highest, you know, values. And every single day I want to feel love and joy for myself, and as much as, you know, share it with other people. So really for me, my, you know, spiritual practice is the most important part of my day on any day, but even more so at this time, right? And I'm actually kind of increasing the time I'm spending it. Like, I'm really making my absolute number one priority. And, you know, again, people think of spiritual practice often as something that's really complicated or difficult or strict, but I really believe that it's, you know, it's about tapping into the powerful, loving energy around you. And you can do that within minutes. I always say, you know, 5 minutes is all it takes to change your life every single day. And this can really be super simple and fun. So, I mean, that's my dedication anyway, to always bring you guys these tools in a simple, fun way, kind of demystify some of the things. And I'm going to be focusing even more so on sharing some new tools and encouragement and just fun for you guys to use every single day to, you know, like I said, if you haven't got a spiritual practice, this is a great time to do it, right? Because like I said, we really need, in times of crisis, this is when I think we often find even more that we really need these tools, and we want to practice our minds, that because it allows, it's kind of what trains you for the times when there is crisis. That's when you're even going to be more prepared for it. So definitely connect within, and keep an eye on my Instagram if you don't follow me there at Jen_Rotman, because I'm going to use actually a book that I absolutely love, which is by one of my great, you know, inspirations and teachers, which is Gabby Bernstein. She's got a book called Miracles Now that's just got some simple everyday tools that you can use any day, like I said, in just a few minutes. So I'm going to share my own interpretations of those tools. So keep an eye out for those as well. The second thing that I'm really focusing on is a philosophy and a principle and a kind of, you know, prayer, if you want to call it, that you can use at any time. And that is called, you know, choose love over fear. Now, I'm super sensitive, okay? So it just, anyone talks about any kind of symptoms, and this is like not just around the coronavirus, just at any time, I immediately feel ill. Like, if you talk about a sore throat around me, I will immediately feel a sore throat. And this, you know, for me, this is both in the positive and negative way. Like, this is why I know how powerful our thoughts are, because I feel it in my own body all the time. So, you know, as you can imagine, at the moment, it's so easy, and I'm sure you're feeling the same, when you turn, any conversation is around the coronavirus and you're constantly talking about it, it's just so easy that you actually start making yourself sick in a way by just what you're constantly focusing on, thinking on. So I'm really trying to concentrate on this mantra all the time and repeat it to myself, because I just want to refocus my energy. And, you know, this is really important, because nothing is neutral. We either align ourselves with positive, loving energy or the negative, fearful energy. And, you know, it's just a really great time to just keep noticing what you're thinking, what you're focusing on, how you're feeling. I'm not perfect either. I'm constantly stopping myself going like, oh my God, I'm talking about this again. You know, let's make the conversation more positive. Let's make it more, you know, actually helpful, not just, you know, constantly be talking about the fearful, crazy mode and driving ourselves crazy. So just, you know, when you notice that, just say to yourself, I choose love over fear. And it's almost just like kind of a reminder to your own brain that, you know, if you believe in a higher power or just in the power of your more, you know, higher consciousness, your creative brain, just you can actually say that to yourself and instantly you'll get an insight that will move you more towards something that's going to make you feel happy, feel more grateful, and or have just some fun, right? Like, that's what I really do. I just kind of repeat that to myself and then go with that first instinct that I kind of feel coming through. And then finally is just, you know, be kind to yourself and others. I honestly believe compassion is our, you know, secret superpower, because again, I've just experienced this myself. Like, fear comes when I focus on myself. When I, you know, and I was just doing this, you know, the other day, like, I've got, you know, like everybody of us, like, our daily lives have been disrupted with what's going on. Like, I'm supposed to be traveling to Australia at the end of the week because I've got a citizenship ceremony and I've got, you know, whole sorts of things going on. And now I'm like, oh my God, am I going to be able to go or should I go? And, you know, blah, 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 blah. So it's so easy to kind of get all worried and, like, you know, stressed out about things or annoyed. But I noticed, I was really, you know, noticing myself, it was all of that was coming because I was just focusing on myself. And really what's easy to do is just actually, instead of just focusing on yourself, like, that antidote is really compassion. And the sense of when I actually start going, oh, let me, you know, not just focus on myself, but focus on other things. And remembering everybody's actually going through the same thing and we're not alone in this. And actually, instead of just worrying about, oh, what is happening to me and what's going on, to kind of switch it and be, where can I be more helpful? Where can I actually, you know, what can I do to reach out? Like, even for me, just a simple thing, I was like, oh, you know, I've just been thinking about myself. Let me, like, reach out to some of my friends that might have family in Italy, for example. And, you know, just starting to reach out and connect and, you know, where can I help? What can we do? What are the positives that we can focus on as a family and kind of bring ourselves together? So these are my kind of three big areas that I'm really focusing on the moment. And I just wanted to share them with you guys for anyone that wants to feel, you know, is looking for ways that you can make yourself feel more grounded, you can make yourself feel more confident, even when it's kind of going crazy. I think in a weird way, it's actually sometimes the, you know, again, often crisis is the time that we can really reinvent ourselves or rebirth ourselves to be stronger in certain areas. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Let me know if you contact me on, you know, on social media anywhere at Jen_Rotman. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And if you want to, in general, like, want to develop, you know, you've got the time while you're more at home, check out my training, my free training as well on developing inner confidence. You can grab it on, you can find it on any of my social media or on jenrotman.com.au. It's a free training that you can go through that will give you as well some extra tools on aligning yourself with your more, you know, your inner beauty, your inner power to feel more confident. So thank you so much for listening to this episode and I'll see you guys all very soon.